community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon for our regular chat, we've got Simon from the Brentwood Gazette. How are you doing, Simon?
Good, thanks.
Fantastic. So what we got coming up tomorrow morning in the Brentwood Gazette then?
Well, one of our biggest stories is about Crossrail. And now, obviously, Crossrail has been an ongoing issue for quite a while.
Yeah.
But the latest development, which is, comes from leaked plans that we've got, says that the work's actually going to start about 6 months earlier than it was planned to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're planning to start it? Or, well, I suppose they are planning to start it, because if it isn't, you know, if it's coming, then they are planning to start
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it was starting about this summer, but instead it looks like it's going to be in the new year, quite soon.
Now, you say leaked plans. You hear this a lot from the press.
Yeah.
Have you got somebody knocking, I've got something to tell you, in your window at night? Psst, it's me, through the letterbox or something like that.
Is well, it? Not on my window.
No.
You'll have to ask Joe Sturdy, because he's the one who got the story. But
So yeah. what impact is that going to have for the local residents, do you think, Simon?
Well, I mean, the impacts have been discussed before, and that's that obviously there's going to be quite a lot of building work to outside the station. There's going to be a lot of lorries around day going through quite small roads around the Shenfield station.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, a lot of the parking spaces are going to go, like the car park there is going to be cut down by about 20 parking spaces.
Right.
And obviously, this is all going to affect people who live nearby, people who drive to that part of Shenfield to do shopping and things like that.
Do you think it'll be a greater impact than waiting the further 6 months until it was going to start anyway?
Well, I mean, that's obviously yet to be seen. But what some of the councillors are saying is that it's given them less time to sort of figure out ways they're going to deal with it, because it's going to happen sooner.
Right, OK. So, I mean, obviously your leak is not from the council then. See what I mean? We'll narrow it down. I'll keep talking. We'll find out it's a local tobacconist around the corner or something. I heard a secret. Also, you were telling me about, and this is something that's the pet hate of mine.
Yeah.
About 90 new homes being built in Mount Nessie.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, this is plans that have not yet been submitted, but it's a site which is an old scrapyard sort of outside, sort of on the entrance to Mount Nessing. It's sort of like the gateway to Mount Nessing, near the roundabout.
It isn't green land at the moment, then?
It is actually greenbelt land, but it's the site of an old scrapyard.
Oh, right, okay, all right.
And there's the developers have actually had this land for a long time. They had plans for a hotel, they had plans for an industrial estate, and nothing has been built on it yet. They've now got plans for about 90 homes, and they're hoping that something will actually happen this time.
I spoke to Alan about things like this a few weeks ago. It really irritates me, because I don't want to see, and I don't mean any offence to anybody, if you live in Romford, you listen to this, I don't want to see Brentwood going the same way as Romford, because I used to live in Romford, and it started off really, really nicely 25 years ago, and then all of a sudden, you start getting brick walls everywhere, and every piece of land had a housing estate built on it virtually. It doesn't leave you a nice feel. I think Brentwood, as a rural feel to it. There's fields everywhere. You've only got to turn a corner, there's a big field in front of you. And I think that's really nice. I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
I like living in a place like that.
Yeah,
I don't
course.
Want, you know, and Mount Nessing's the same. It's a lovely, lovely little town. I wouldn't want anywhere in Mount Nessing to start being like a concrete jungle, as they call it.
Yeah, well, obviously that's the concern. And every time you hear something to be built on sort of greenbelt land, that's obviously going to sort of set alarm bells ringing, isn't it? But we'll have to see. It's only an application, and obviously the council will be able to reject it if they choose.
Now, I know this is springing it on you, because we haven't you know, talked about anything like this, but I'm going to ask you a question now. On in boots. It was pitch black.
Yeah.
It was pitch. That weren't that long ago. I can't remember how long it was, but it was pitch black. What went on there? Do you know anything?
Yeah, it was
about
last week. Well, obviously there was a power cut in that sort of area of the Brentwood sort of high street.
Right.
The power cut actually happened about midnight in the night.
Yeah.
But the people who worked there turned up to the shop about 7 in the morning, and thought, well, we might as well open it, because one of the guys who actually works at the shop was an old sort of cave rescue guy. And he happened.
So he was fully equipped.
He was fully equipped. He had to just go back out to his car, like a head torch. And so. And so rather than shutting the shop, he could actually lead customers through the shop. to get what maybe may have been quite important prescriptions.
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt you, Simon. Do you know what suddenly came to mind? It's gone very visual on me. Yeah. Uncle from Only Fools and Horses with a head torch. Right, I'll sort this out. You leave it to me. I've been down here before. I know all this. I'll go and do this. So he was showing people around.
Yeah, well,
like
he's sort of guiding people through the shop to make sure they could get their prescriptions. I suppose, and for people who need to get their prescriptions as well.
Well, thank heavens they opened, because obviously the prescriptions are quite important for people to have. But that's quite a long shop, isn't it? So I should imagine the middle of it was almost pitch black.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, people think it's during the day, it wouldn't be quite a big deal.
No, but it's so far away from the windows.
It was completely pitch black inside there. So most shops would shut. But they said we could have just put a sign on the door. But they thought as they turned up, they might as well open it anyway.
Well, I think they need a round of applause and a pat on the back, to be honest with you, for opening up. I think they've done really, really well, because there's nothing worse than opening up, turning up to a shop, especially for pills and any sort of medication. The shop expecting it to be open. No, we're not open now. And you go, I've just made it all the way down here.
Yeah, so, especially if you made the trip in.
Yeah, that's right. Thank heavens for that. Well, Simon, thank you very much, and we'll see you again next week, yeah?
Yeah, I should do.
Fantastic. Okay.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.